or just poor, because it was both.
White middle-classness has since infected the neighborhood, though, and now everything is frenzied with renovation. In the past few years, the black people have mostly withdrawn. The homeless stayed for a while, because our neighborhood abuts Bo Diddley Plaza, where, until recently, churches handed out food and God, and where Occupy rolled in like a tide and claimed the right to sleep there, then grew tired of being dirty and rolled out, leaving behind a human flotsam of the homeless in sleeping bags. During our first months in the house, we hosted a homeless couple we only ever saw slinking off in the dawn. At dusk, they would silently lift off the latticework to the crawl space under our house and then sleep there, their roof our bedroom floor. And when we got up in the middle of the night, we tried to walk softly because it felt rude to step inches above the face of a dreaming person. On my nighttime walks, the neighbors' lives reveal themselves. The lit windows, domestic aquariums. At times, I'm the silent witness to fights that look like slow dancing without music. It is astonishing how people live, the messes they sustain, the delicious whiffs of cooking that carry to the street.